With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Health officials in Colorado say a man in his 60s has died of the coronavirus. A spokeswoman for El Paso County Public Health said yesterday the man had been in contact with a woman in her 80s who was the first person in the state to die of the virus. The woman had underlying health conditions and lived alone in the county south of Denver. The spokeswoman declined to release any other information about the death, the third in the state related to the coronavirus. The second reported death was a man in his 70s who lived in northern Colorado's Weld County. Governor Jared Polis and the State Health Department are issuing several new orders to curb the spread of the coronavirus. The state is closing salons, spas, and tattoo and massage parlors, and all non-essential surgeries are being suspended until April 14th. The state is also opening a special enrollment period for people without health insurance to purchase it on the state's individual marketplace. Before the coronavirus outbreak, census counters had a number of in-person tactics planned, dropping paper packets on doorsteps and canvassing in areas with low response rates. But those efforts have been put on hold until the beginning of April. Alex Hager has more on those changes.
The census is still underway across the nation. Congressional seats and federal funding for schools, infrastructure, and healthcare depend on an accurate count. The Aspen to Parachute Complete Count Committee is a Roaring Fork Valley coalition helping carry out the census. Because of the coronavirus, it's now pouring its resources into digital and social media advertising. The census can be filled out from home, so responses online, over the phone, or by mail are still going on as planned. And it's open until July, so officials still expect to get a thorough count. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
Pickens County residents who need help with food are invited to a food distribution tomorrow at Aspen High School. Drive-up food distribution will start at noon, and anyone who attends is asked to stay in their car. Those who aren't feeling well or have a sick family member should not attend. And anyone who needs food but is sick or has a family member with coronavirus symptoms or isn't able to attend can call Aspen Family Connections. The city of Glenwood Springs is partnering with Valley View Hospital on a virtual community meeting today about the coronavirus outbreak. The live forum can be viewed starting at 11 a.m. on the city's Facebook page. Glenwood Springs Mayor Jonathan Godis and Dr. Ben Peary of Valley View Hospital will answer community and health questions. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.